righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio, the segment where we talk to our military men and women, wherever they happen to be serving America from around the world. And joining us today, we've got Army Specialist Abby Delph, and she is with the B Company, 122nd Aviation Support Battalion. And Specialist Delph, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to give an opportunity. I'm going to give you an opportunity right away, Specialist Delph, to give a shout out to everybody and anybody that's listening. And keep in mind, we are streaming live around the world on the internet on NewsTalkFlorida.com, as well as locally in the Tampa Bay area on AM 1470 WMGG. So go right ahead and give a shout out.
I just want to say hi to my mom and dad. That's all.
Okay, now your hometown is up in Michigan. I believe it's Lapeer, Michigan. Is that right?
Yes.
And with the B Company 122nd Aviation Support Battalion Specialist, what is your job? What do you do?
I work in the S1 and I process all the awards.
Ah, so you get to see the medals before they're medals?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been in the military?
3 years.
Okay, and is this your first deployment?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so is it what you thought it was going to be, or are you a little bit surprised, or what's the story there?
No, I pretty much knew what to expect.
Okay, and you're on, what, a 12-month deployment, is that right?
Yes, I am.
All right, so when do you get a chance to come back to the States?
September.
Okay. Now, the 122nd Aviation Support Battalion, their army, and exactly who are they supporting? Are they an aviation unit? Is that what they do? Is that their main job?
Yes, they are, but I actually work in the brigade headquarters.
Okay, so you have an even better idea of what's going on there because you get to be with what we used to call the brass.
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, how does your job contribute to the overall mission besides just sitting there and taking care of awards for military men and women? Now, I know you do something else other than that.
I provide motivation for the soldiers.
Okay, well, that works. And have you had an opportunity to take up any hobbies or special interests? I know you don't have a lot of spare time, but when you have spare time, is there something that you like doing?
I just work out a lot and read, that's all.
Okay, and when you mention reading, I've had some of the units tell me that some of the things they like to get from home are books and magazines and newspapers and stuff like that, so... Does that hold true with you as well?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you was the food. Everybody complains about the food in one form or another, but I understand some of the chow is pretty good.
It's not that bad. It's getting easier to eat.
Okay, so that means that you're not getting mystery meat anymore. You may be getting real food, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question here. Have you had a chance to get out outside the wire, so to speak, and travel around at all?
Not yet.
All right. So basically being inside the wire is not a bad thing because it's usually safer there, amongst other things. But with the people that you talk to, everybody always wants to know, is it really as dangerous as what some of us are being told, or are things getting better, or what do you see, or what do you know?
It's not that bad inside the wire, and things are getting better, I think, most definitely from the beginning of the war.
Okay, very good. Now, how do you communicate with home? Is it by telephone, or do you use Skype, or are you on Instant Messenger? Or how are you communicating with your folks at home?
I use Skype all the time.
Okay, so you've got some pretty good Wi-Fi over there, or like a hardwired internet connection, I guess, wherever you're at, right?
Yeah, we have Wi-Fi here.
Okay, because a lot of what goes on over there is by satellite phones, and of course, satellite phones, you're at the mercy of the atmosphere and where things go. And folks, we are speaking with Army Specialist Abby Delp. She is with the 122nd Aviation Support Battalion, and being in an aviation support battalion and doing the work that you do with your headquarters, with your HQ, if you will, have you had a chance to meet any high mucky mucks that you want to tell us you met? Have you had any big high-ranking public officials come through there, like a senator, a congressman, or maybe a general that shook hands with you?
No.
Okay. Well, some people do and some people don't. Now, my final question is about what the folks can send to the military men and women. We get conflicting reports, so we always ask the interviewees that we have on, what is it if our listeners today wanted to send something to you? What is it that you'd really like to get instead of what you're getting?
Food.
Okay, what kind of food, though? Non-perishable, right?
Yeah, like ramen noodles.
Oh, the little soup things. Okay, yep, ramen noodles. Okay, anything else?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay, well, one more time, Specialist Abby Delp, we're going to give you an opportunity from LaPierre, Michigan, to give a shout-out to everybody and anybody that's listening. And keep in mind, we are streaming live on NewsTalkFlorida.com all around the world on the Internet, so anybody that's listening over there can actually hear you on the Internet. So go right ahead.
Say hi to my mom and my dad and my brother Nick and my boyfriend.
All right, very good. And folks, we've been speaking with Army Specialist Abby Delp over across the pond on her with her unit over there. And we will be right back with a lot more. The Captain's America and Troop Talk Radio rolls on. Don't go anywhere.